I'm David Brancaccio. First, economists at the United Nations have revised their estimates for global growth for this year downward by nearly a percentage point. Now they expect just 2.7% global growth this year, down 0.3% from what they were thinking in January. As Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the UN says the U.S.-China trade war is partly to blame.
The economic outlook is changing because a lot of the issues analysts thought would be resolved by now aren't. Still no Brexit deal, instability in Venezuela ongoing.
But of course, the big thing to point to is rising geopolitical risk for an all-out trade war between the U.S. and China.
Riva Gujan is with the research firm Stratfor. Earlier this year,
it did appear that the two sides were getting very serious about some sort of deal, you know, essentially crossing T's, dotting I's on a draft agreement.
But here we are. It's May. No trade deal. Dawn Holland leads global economic modeling at the UN. She says slowing growth threatens economic development goals like ending extreme poverty.
The world economy is not in a strong enough place to really raise the living standards of people across the world.
She says poverty is increasing in some parts of the developing world, and slowing global growth will only make that worse. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.